From Tidbits, on May 10th, 2010, this is iFi Updates Geocard for Apple and Ads Hotspots, written by Glenn Fleischman. iFi has updated the Wi-Fi SD camera card that it sells exclusively via Apple stores with double the memory and a number of other features. The new Geo X2 card has 4 GB of storage and will cost $69.99 when it becomes available for purchase in May 2010. The iFi Geo X2 works with macOS 10 software to transfer photos directly into iPhoto. iFi embeds a processor, Wi-Fi radio, and storage in the tiny SD form factor. The card operates independently of the camera in which it's inserted, using Wi-Fi to transfer images and videos to a computer running iFi software on the local network and or uploading to online storage and sharing sites directly. It can also transfer to a file server via FTP and SFTP. This latest Geo model for Apple is part of a revision in speed, capacity, and features that the company mostly released in March 2010 with its new X2 series of cards. The Connect X2, $49.99, 4 GB, Explore X2, $99.99, 8 GB, and Pro X2, $149.99, 8 GB, each come with a slightly different set of features. All X2 cards include 802.11n networking for faster data transfer, as well as a feature iFi dubs endless memory. With this option enabled, the cards automatically delete the oldest stored images and video that have been successfully transferred to a computer or website when the card starts to fill up. The X2 cards and previous models include a selective share feature that lets you use a lock or protect feature on most cameras, normally meant to prevent accidental erasure of images, to instead choose which pictures to upload. The feature lets you choose to use selective uploading for computer transfer, online sharing, or a combination of both. The X2 models all transfer JPEG images, as well as several movie formats including MPEG-4, AVI, and QuickTime. The Pro X2 also uploads RAW files. The Geo, Explore, and Pro X2 models all include geotagging using Skyhook Wireless's Wi-Fi positioning system. The iFi card captures a scan of any Wi-Fi networks in the vicinity when a picture is taken, and when the pictures are later transferred via Wi-Fi, not loaded via a card reader, iFi looks up and attaches coordinates to the image's metadata. iPhoto 09 and Aperture 3 automatically use this location data for the Places feature. Of course, this feature doesn't work if there are no Wi-Fi gateways broadcasting nearby, or if you're not in a built-up area that Skyhook has scanned. The Explore and Pro include a year of free hotspot uploading, which was recently upgraded to include 21,000 locations operated by AT&T in the United States, and will be further expanded in the next 2 months. Walk into a hotspot and turn on a camera with an iFi card, and it will automatically log in and upload images to whatever services you specified. The hotspot upgrade adds support for DeviceScape system for bypassing login screens at paid and free hotspots. DeviceScape lets you enter any credentials for network access, like a Boingo wireless account, in an account you create at DeviceScape's website. When you visit a hotspot, the software handles behind-the-scenes interaction with a web server in the hotspot to pass it those credentials. No web browser is required. DeviceScape also has automated login for tens of thousands of free and open networks for which a user would otherwise need some mechanism to enable a connection. The software works extremely well on interface-free devices such as iFi cards. iFi also lets you enter network passwords and other configuration information using Mac or Windows software when the iFi card is connected via a card reader. DeviceScape can also manage home and office network passwords. Starting June 1, 2010, iFi will charge $29.99 per year for hotspot access either as an add-on for Connect and Geo X2 users or as a renewal for Explore and Pro when the first year is up. Until May 31, 2010, Connect and Geo owners can pay a promotional price of $14.99 for a year's access. I believe this latest release checks off the final item on Adam Enck's 2008 opinion piece, Why I Hate the iFi Share Wireless SD Card, August 18, 2008. Adam had many complaints, including incorrect iPhoto import behavior, an inability to handle movie imports, and the lack of a way to choose which images were transferred. The faster speed of the newer cards means that the media files are typically transferred before a camera automatically powers down, too. Bracket editor's note. Well, having wasted $100 and lots of time testing software updates to the original 2 GB iFi card, I wouldn't even consider purchasing a subsequent model and would need to do hands-on testing before I would trust that these nominal feature improvements perform as advertised. It's also worth noting that the iFi cards cost 5 to 7 times as much as comparable normal SD cards. Adam. End editor's note. I was more impressed back in my article, Why I Like the iFi Explorer Wireless SD Card, August 18, 2008, and I found the regular feature improvements, the increase in memory, and the faster file transfers make the current iFi models even more enjoyable. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Glenn Fleischman, and I transfer wirelessly.